This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Have it all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Charles with us. He is a U.S. Marine, United States Marine Corps, and he is a researcher. He's got experience on with automobiles on the racetrack, or engines, worked at a dealership over the years. And, Charles, is there anything else you want to share about your background?
Oh, no, I really, when I worked at the dealership, I was working as a detail person. So I was just washing cars, basically. But, I knew the mechanics. I spoke to them. I worked there. I had opportunity for advancement, but I really didn't want to... a very boring background. But, you know, you brought up something before the break. You talked about people being frightened for their longevity in this field. That's what prompted me to call. You had a call from, I think it maybe was Brian, who sends you emails from New York, and he was asking you about the hydrogen use or supplementation or bronze gas, and I believe he had an El Dorado, but the thing was he mentioned a gentleman who was an experimenter. His name was Aaron Salter Jr., and Bert spoke about him first, but he was experimenting in the field, and he was he received a patent. His patent is available. People can look at it, and it's interesting. And see, hydrogen gas generation can take, like I say, several different ways. You can use high current. You can use high voltage. And the gas has strange aspects. But he was claiming something. Another group of people who did hydrogen research claimed. And you know, you talk about the stainless steel and the copper that can be used for you can use that for electrodes, but you can also use like a chamois cloth. See, the problem with, one of the problems is generating enough gas to, because this is an aspect that he was speaking about, using it 100% to fuel your vehicle. And one of the first problems you'll run up against is generating enough hydrogen gas. And to do that, how big an electrolyzer or device are you going to use, and how much current? And for people using a common high current system, what happens is the plates, the electrodes can short out if possible. But one of the solutions people use are you can use like a chamois cloth in between the electrodes to help to migrate, to generate the gas. And, I mean, there's been so many people done different work. And that's the thing, anybody who says anything about this, I will hesitate to say, you know, I don't believe that or anything, because it's just like the field of drag racing. Just because you can't get your car to do a 9 doesn't mean the guy next to you can't. Somebody always knows the knowledge. Like I say, once the information gets out there, the knowledge will increase. But the gentleman, Aaron Salter Jr., that Bert was talking about, he was experimenting with the hydrogen gas. He got a patent, and he was what some of these people have claimed, people hit him and the people who have developed the Joe cell, and that's just, you just type it and you easily, you can find your way to it on the internet. But they say once they start the device, once it generates gas, then after a certain amount of time, you don't have to put power on it anymore. It'll generate gas and run your car, regardless of if it's powered or not. Now, for those claims people who have made, basically this is a case of what some of the stuff I talk about is. You'll have to do the experiment. I can't, you know, I've run across so much stuff just looking at this that I'm very much, there's so many things I want to do that me by myself, and I have so many friends who have run a quarter mile, and they're doing the same thing that the last guy did. Well, it's time to walk off on our own. Other people have done this too, but I feel you'll come out a lot further ahead if you're blazing your own path. And I, like I say, there's so much science to be developed now that can be fine. This is a wide open field, you know. I don't want to encourage anybody to experiment because this can be very, 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 very dangerous. And one of the things that we were going to mention is there's so many different things you hear that are true and some that may not be. But when using hydrogen gas, supposedly you can run into metal embrittlement. So it's possible if you don't feed the gas to your engine correctly, it can alter the crystalline structure of metals. So this is something you may not want to do with your everyday vehicle that you have a $20,000 loan on or something. And another thing is people who experimented with this early, they had they filled up the crankcase with hydrogen gas and blew their motor open. So there are dangers, and you know that's
why that was where we're going with our number one class. We're talking about blow by, okay? So if you are using hydrogen and oxygen, and you have blow by in your crankcase, that there's an enormous amount of air. Or a void in your crankcase, just above the level of oil. So there's a lot of volume in there, and if you fill that with hydrogen and oxygen, you can have a tremendous explosion. So, and that's all because of the blow-by or the leak down from the compression and the explosion cycles of the four-cycle engine. That's a concern. And another concern is hydrogen, when it burns very quickly. So if you have a tube coming from an electrolyzer or the electrolysis vessel or container, some people use a plastic mayonnaise jar, some people use a glass mayonnaise jar, and they have two electrodes in there, it's stainless steel, and they put positive and negative current on there. They have a little switch that energizes this electrolysis container, and there's typically 185 or higher degree temperatures under the hood. There's sparks going off all the time. There's leakage through the spark plug cables, high frequency, high voltage leakage. And there's a lot of potential for explosions under the hood. And if you have, if you don't have a one-way valve, for example, on the electrolysis vessel, you could have an explosion under the hood right there, right where you're generating the hydrogen and oxygen. So I have some concerns. I really do. And what happens if you shut your engine off and the electrolysis continues under the hood and you don't know about it because it wasn't wired such that the ignition switch that starts your engine and let your engine run, if it's not wired into that, your engine can be in the off position, there could be under the hood temperatures pretty high, you know, almost 200 degrees. After you've run the vehicle for a while, you know, gone to the store, you shut it off, and that hydrogen and oxygen keeps bubbling up. I mean, there are a lot of things to think about. And so, am I advocating that you do this? Absolutely not. But there are plenty of people who have experimented, and if you really know what you're doing, you know, it may be a wonderful thing. Brett, New York, welcome.
Hi. Oh, excuse me. Good morning. This is Brett from New York, and I'm the one who asked for the class, I believe.
Yeah,
and thank
you are.
How are you, Vincent?
Very, very well. And, you know, Charles and I have been working on this for a couple of weeks, and we wanted to bring it in. And Rich Sheban asked for the day off, and it just worked out so well that he asked for the day off, and Charles was ready for teaching class. But yes, you are the one who asked for this.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
I actually built the generator with stainless steel tubes with nylon. I drilled holes and threaded the tubes so they would suspend the tube within a tube. But can you use any stainless steel, or is it only certain grades of stainless steel?
Well, from what I understand, I would suggest to check the engineering literature for it, but where you run into the different grades of stainless steel is when you're using it for electrodes, it can make a difference because of contamination. And the other thing, that's what brought this up from before the break. His demise is questionable. He was shot in one of these mass shooter events, but it's strange that
in Buffalo, New York. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's strange that he ends up dead after starting work on this that, Vince was saying, Stanley Myers ended up dead too, and he had a different approach, but it was absolutely in the same field. And you know, I'm very prone to conspiracies in this field. But, and that's, you bring up another interesting point. The hoses you run under the hood, because of the size of the hydrogen atoms, if you use anything other than glass or plastic, you need to use the high density plastic because it will seep through hoses, you know, rubber hoses. That's why we use black pipe for our gas, natural gas, but it's even worse with hydrogen. It can go through materials like their sieves.
As far as stainless steel, there's a number of different formula for stainless steel: nickel, molybdenum, sometimes copper, phosphorus, selenium may be added to the nickel and the chromium. So yes, you bring up a very valid point. And Brett, here's what I saw. When I examined a Brown's gas generator, the electrolyzer, the electrolysis containment vessel, this stainless steel looked like it was almost made with iron because it had brown rust on it. And that was the problem, because the current would deplete the stainless steel electrodes. So what you bring up is a very, very good point, and there are many ways of making these
electrodes.
Do
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles was with us in Ohio. Brett is with us in New York. Brett has built a HHO generator, Brown's gas generator, and I'm fascinated with what he mentioned. He used two stainless steel tubes, one smaller diameter than the other, and one was the the outside electrode, one was the inside electrode. He's building hydrogen gas. And Bill Welly, USA Prepares instructor, has been at many of our expos in person, taught classes on things like this. He drove to the farm, showed up one day and with his Ford pickup truck, and he had one under the hood, mayonnaise jar type configuration. And he said that he was getting about 25% improved fuel economy with his gas-powered Ford pickup truck. Now, this was not a brand-new design, so it was probably 15 years old or maybe a little older at today's moment. And he thought it was great. He said, but the computer had to learn about the change in the fuel. So it's not an instantaneous mileage improvement. The computer had to learn and lean out the gasoline mixture to capitalize on the HHO. Brett, what were your results? Did you see 25% improvement in economy?
I have not been able to get the generator to work. It was my understanding that when Stanley Myers built his Doom Buggy, that he used tap water. So I used tap water, but I was not able to get the generator to generate. I didn't have a regulator on it. I just went straight from the battery. You know, I never hooked it up to a vehicle because I haven't been able to get it to generate HHO.
I'm fascinated with. I don't understand why, because if you have two electrodes that are separated, in meaning you're making a capacitor literally with water.
Yeah.
As the electrolyte, if you will, it should start bubbling with 12 or 13.2 volts from your lead acid battery immediately. Charles, what are your thoughts? Am I wrong?
Oh yeah,
in this?
You're absolutely right, but you're not gonna duplicate Stanley Myers' experiment like that. Stanley Myers did use tap water, but Aaron Sauter Jr. said something very, very, very interesting that I had heard no one else say. And he was interested, but Stanley Myers, looking at several people who have done this and looking at this, what Stanley Myers did, his system was high voltage. It wasn't high current. You should be able to get bubbles off that, but not without putting in electrolyte in it. You'll have to use salt or baking soda or something in it because you are limited to the car's electric system if you're not generating a couple thousand volts. See, he did two things. He had a special toroidal inductor that was used to form a phase lock loop and to resonate the atoms of water. And that's how he ripped apart the oxygen and the hydrogen. He had something very specific, he also did another thing. He didn't pump it into a dune buggy. He did what a lot of hydrogen experimenters did. He used direct injection into the cylinder with a special injector to get the timing right. Hydrogen, like we were talking about earlier, the flame propagation of hydrogen is so high, you're limited just like when you use diesel fuel. You don't see diesels going from going to 7,000 RPM because that fuel it's not compatible. It burns too slow. You run out of advantage of diesel at around 3,500, somewhere. At a relatively low RPM, it stops working because it doesn't combust at that speed. And so since you're fighting that with a direct hydrogen injection, you use the injector because, see, the thermodynamics of the engine to where it takes the power out of the cylinder across the piston into the walls through the rings, it gets screwed up with hydrogen, and you run up with knocking and pinging and problems.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm going to get to work. Stay with us.
Will do.
Yeah, stay with us through the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements. And Charles, we can talk about electrolytes when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. A shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning has left at least 5 people dead and 8 others injured, including 2 who are in critical condition. The Louisville Metro Police Department announced last night one of those wounded in the mass shooting at the Old National Bank, Dina Eckerd, had died. At least 2 officers were shot during the exchange, including 26-year-old Nicholas Wilt. Wilt underwent brain surgery after the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. He graduated from the police academy less than 2 weeks ago. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. Oh God, you're.
Take my.
When you go,
me see. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Charles is with us in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. Brett has called in. He had a question or a series of questions about making a Brown's gas generator. And so my question for Charles is, Charles, if he were to use his current design, which is a stainless steel tube within a stainless steel tube, and he changed his electrolyte from just water or distilled water to something else, Do you have any suggestions for his experimentation?
Yeah, he can just look online, but he can, like, use a tablespoon of baking soda, and I believe that when you use baking soda, well, or he can use, like, a tablespoon of salt. And each one of them, of course, has drawbacks, and one of them generates, like, sodium cyanide or something. And there are others. Those, it's not limited to those, but if you just type in electrolytes or electrolytes, you will see a breakdown of some of the different aspects and usages in electrolyzers.
And there's another one, potassium hydroxide. And potassium hydroxide is known as caustic potash. It's also known as lye. You got to be very careful with anything that you do. And so as a recommendation, I would say don't do it. Okay, don't do this because it's really dangerous. And, you know, I've made hydrogen, and I've seen the explosions firsthand. But, you know, the concept is certainly intriguing, because if we were able to create an engine that ran on just HHO, it would be a non-polluter, absolutely non-polluting, because the input would be water and the output would be water. And in between you'd have energy. You know, you could move a car with it. So from what I've read, 25% improvement in fuel economy is obtainable, probably even typical. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, we're talking about my old Ford 3000 three-cylinder diesel tractor built in 1974, was the blow-by came out of a draft tube. So the older engines, and by the way, tractors, until recently, tractors were not new technology. They were existing technologies. They were just built to be really tough and really strong and really durable and maintainable. Well, this old tractor produced blow-by, and these were the result of combustion and explosion cycles of the diesel engine. And what the engineers did back then was they just had a tube and about the diameter of a quarter, and it just ran down alongside the engine to just about the bottom of the engine. And they did this with cars as well. And the idea was, as you went forward, the blow-by gases would exit this tube and mix with air. Well, as the engines get older and older, there's more and more blow-by, and it's like breathing an exhaust pipe almost. It's an oily fumes. And what I did was I simply drilled a hole in the draft tube, and I ran a quarter of an inch fuel line, gasoline fuel line, diesel fuel line, into the air cleaner. And I figured, well, if we're going to vent it, let's just burn it. And I could do that because the air cleaner of this old Ford tractor was a steel mesh oil bath air filter. So the air filter was oil-based anyway, so adding a little more oil fumes was not going to plug up the typical paper air filter, because it doesn't have one of those. And it worked great. It really works. So I don't smell these fumes as I drive slowly in this tractor, with a ground speed of 2 or 3 or 4 miles per hour. So that's why I was concerned about HHO building up in the crankcase, because I know what the leak down is like, and I know that you could have the equivalent of a massive hand grenade or a landmine, with your engine block. Charles, any comments about that?
Oh yeah, the blow-by in your tractor, and see, that's the thing that with older research, those aspects aren't always addressed in experimentation, especially by, like, individuals. With a lot of companies that did it in the past, they take that stuff into account, but the amount of wear on the engine that will develop piston rock and ring wear, and even the ring lands get expanded with use, and it can cause quite a bit of blow by and waste. And it's very important that a lot of people have just what you discovered was known in the past. They knew that the hydrocarbon is ready to burn. It's prepared to burn after it goes through the combustion cycle. There's so much left there that's useful, useful energy.
Brent, how do you plan on proceeding? What are your next steps?
I'm going to try to get the generator to work on the ground first, and then once I get that work, then I'm planning on using it on a diesel motor, actually a 7.3 Ford. It's actually an international motor. So I was going to use it as a supplement because we all know trucks get really horrible gas mileage, and it's going to be my main vehicle.
So this sounds like the same kind of engine we have in our salt spreader here at the farm that we bought for spreading limes. This is a international 7.3 turbocharged diesel engine. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's a heck of an engine. Class, this is impressive. I just can't go to every time I open the hood of this, I'm impressed with the quality of the durability, the brilliance of the engineering of this thing. Brett, I don't know if I would do that. I mean, I don't know if I would experiment with that 7.3. I might want to experiment with something a little smaller in the gasoline flavor. Seriously, because of the high compression of this diesel engine, I'd hate to see you break the piston ring lands. Charles, your thoughts on that? Would you experiment with gasoline engine first?
Well, the main thing I'd say is that I wouldn't experiment with my primary vehicle until, you know, I had some amount of knowledge, and then take that upscale. See, the thing is, your internal combustion engine, your gasoline engine, it really doesn't care. It doesn't care if you burn bourbon or kerosene or bunker oil. You just got to introduce it to the engine in the right way, and the engine will run. But I mean, between getting it to run right and getting it to run, it's a lot of space. And that's the thing. That's where vapor carburetors' big advantage is. It turns liquid fuel into a vapor, and that's where, like Vince was talking about, running propane or hydrogen. Yeah, everybody's shocked at what the inside of the motor looks like. It's so clean. That's because that liquid fuel tends to re-precipitate in the intake ports and passages and along the cylinder walls and the ring lands. It turns back into a liquid, which removes lubricant and becomes very abrasive and leaves deposits.
Which explains why this it's got to be 20 years old, this propane generator. Everything, the spark plugs, everything looks pristine, and the engine oil, the recommended change on this particular upgraded model with the auxiliary oil reservoir is 500 hours. That's an enormously long time. That would be the equivalent of 25,000 miles in a car per oil change.
I can tell you, I start the motor after an oil change in my 7.3, drive down the road, and it's dirty already.
Absolutely. Well, and there are a couple reasons for that, Brett. One reason is you've got an oil cooler probably doesn't fully drain. You have little dips in the cylinder head where oil does not drain completely out of the cylinder heads. You've got little galleries that don't completely empty, and the oil is sooty from the combustion of diesel fuel. So you put all that together, and your oil change literally, after you drive maybe 10 minutes, it's going to be not quite as black as it was before you changed it, but maybe halfway there or a quarter of the way there. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's really what you expect your oil to have, the detergents to clean the inside of your engine. But if you were to look at your engine, your diesel engine, using diesel engine oil, you would find that it's really spick and span compared to a gasoline engine. And the deposits that are left, you know, after 100,000 miles with a gasoline engine are way more, in my experience, than with a diesel engine. Charles, you have any comments on that?
No, I don't have a great deal of diesel experience, but yeah, the gasoline and liquid fuels tend to leave deposits. They don't burn away completely.
And here's the proof, class. If you look at any diesel engine, look at the exhaust pipe. At the end of the exhaust pipe, where the exhaust comes out, you will see it's sooty. It's sooty. And those are the unburned hydrocarbons. And the nice thing about diesel engines is, yeah, they're sooty, but the particles that are a result of combustion fall to the ground within hours. You know, they go airborne, and they fall down right away. Gasoline engines with catalytic converters, those microscopic, ultra-tiny particles can stay aloft for a month as compared to diesel, because they're so light as compared to the diesel carbon, unburned hydrocarbons. But, Charles, you wanted to talk about some other engines in this booklet that you made and sent me. And Brett, you're certainly welcome to stay with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I just, see, and I'll establish that better. I get it better. But what I'm trying to show is the path that the development has taken, the path that they've basically kept from us. And the one you'll see, the earliest one, I believe it's like 1863.
That's correct. That's correct.
That is a fuel generator. That engine makes fuel as it runs. And it's just something they knew back then that one they may not have kept it from us, but it was fell through the cracks. And if we had continued with that, we would be in a very different condition now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's very simple. It's, you can take two stainless steel wires and hook up one of them to a positive battery terminal and the other to the negative battery terminal. And you could insert them into distilled water with a little bit of baking soda, let's say, you know, a teaspoon of baking soda in a mayonnaise jar. You don't want those wires to touch because they'll short out. But if they're separated, they'll start bubbling. And that bubbling is hydrogen and oxygen gas, which is explosive. It's really dangerous. So I'm suggesting you don't do this. But what I am saying is that you can go to the internet and you can look up HHO generator or Brown's, B-R-O-W-N apostrophe S, gas generator. And what you'll see is you can take two wires and make a spiral like a spring and have one spring not touch another spring. Just wound stainless steel wire, separated, permanently separated so they can't touch. And you could use that as the electrodes. So you can have two wires. You can wind them. They can be straight. They can be U-shaped. They can be bent any shape you want. You can take and make a form like a plexiglass form and wind it around that so they don't touch. You could have two stainless steel plates. You could have two stainless steel Chinese restaurant sauce cups, one positive, one negative. You could have two pipes. You could have multiple pipes, multiple plates. Just make sure that they don't touch each other, and you can use those as the electrodes for generating Brown's gas. So our suggestion at this point is don't do it. And if you want to learn more about it, go to the internet and look at the images of Brown's gas generators or HHO generators, and you can see some of these, you know, great simple designs. Charles, back to your booklet that you sent me that you made about these older inventions. Please continue.
Absolutely. I'm just to kind of establish a timeline. 1863, from Barcelona, Spain, they were taking an internal combustion engine and making, it was making gas as it ran. So that gas could be used for heating, illumination, and it could use for engine fuel. And, like I say, a lot of times it turns out to, like, how much gas can you make? But see, this relates to right now today for people with their own generators. You measure the cubic inches of generator and you can tell how long it's going to take you to make gas. But anyway, going on from there, they knew that. I'm pretty sure I sent you one, well, probably two on early carburation around 1860s. Where they were using it in homes to make gas for heating, lighting, and cooking. And from there, there was one from L.H. Waddles from 1897. They showed a bank of batteries generating hydrogen gas used for fuel. So it was a bootstrap system where it was turning a generator while the generator was charging, making, and they were utilizing the gas. Now, I don't believe he highlighted in there how much gas he was making or how much he was supplementing with it, but it was, this is just to say how well known that they knew these things could be done, and they were useful. And then they come to 1885, and this is so interesting. It's Mr. Nash. I don't know if he was related to other Nash, but he shows us. But it's a Nash who works at the National Meter Company, who is responsible for metering of, I believe, they made mostly water meters, but basically the idea is early days, gas was delivered to people through unmetered lines, and the meters were so important. But what Mr. Ash's patent, one of his patents I've sent you, what it illustrates is an industrial generation of gas. And like I say, back then they generated gas. Usually it was coal gas, wood gas, or tar they used to make synthetic natural gas, and they delivered it through the house through underground pipes back in the 1800s. Then it was done a lot then. But this is a system of generating gas with naphtha or gasoline. And it's just to show how much they knew, and this is only the next step, what comes after that.
Here's an interesting thing. So the current administration wants to ban gas stoves, natural gas stoves, propane stoves. And, class, literally, if we were to convert and figure out a way of having hydrogen generated and plumbed safely, no pollution. No pollution other than whatever you burn on the stove. If you're cooking something and you overheat it, that would be the pollution. Other than that, you just generate water vapor. Brett, thank you so
much. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.